The child should be circumcised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Very often, we have occasion to admire, as we did this past Sunday, our innocence, our little children, fresh, pure, at the morning of their life. They are innocent. They are harming no one, innocent of self and innocent of sin. What about for ourselves? Each dawn makes a new day given us. That day, and we in it, are like innocent children again. This day is given into our keeping, fresh and pure and innocent. Sinless, thank God, so far. Have you ever thought, after you passed through some dangerous occasion, thank God I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say it after all. Thank God I just left or I said a little prayer. Thank God. This year is, as the editorial cartoonists like to depict it at its beginning, like a little baby. But as we sang on Sunday, and we might do well to repeat this day, how shall we do for to preserve this day, this poor young thing for whom we sing, our soul at the morning of a year and of another day? Why, the child should be circumcised. That is to say, some little symbolic sacrifice in token of our subjection to Almighty God and to His law. The first fruits we offer to Him. How to preserve this day, this poor young thing, the innocence of my soul? By the preservative of prayer, which is the best and the sweetest and the most powerful. Capturing, some ad copy might read, all the morning freshness in just a moment or two. So as the old books used to say, first resolution, rise promptly at the fixed hour and raise your right hand. Make the sign of the cross, even though you'll be tired and you won't feel like it, and pray your three Hail Marys to Our Lady Immaculate in honor of her purity for her protection, especially over your own. It's best to say this little prayer kneeling down, but if you must, say it moving about, because it's better to pray as you can than not to pray at all. And then say your morning offering, you know, the one that we know by heart, Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, offer thee. In the old days, before someone happily conceived of that prayer, this used to be called your good intention. They would say, say your good intention, which simply, Jesus through Mary, may I do all for love of thee this day. And you would do well to add to this a little act of faith, hope, and charity. Don't take those virtues for granted. But in any case, do say an act of contrition, the act of perfect contrition, for the sins you committed during the night, for the sins you may have gone to bed with, God forbid, or leftover sins. St. Francis Xavier, that great missionary, says, as you're getting dressed, call to mind the faults into which you fell the day before, and ask your Lord grace to avoid them this new day. Well, that's your morning prayer. That doesn't take too long, does it? Begin your day like a Christian. You want to add to it your own little favorite prayers. We seem to accumulate them over the years. And certainly the Angelus. Now, these prayers can and should be said together with the children, perhaps at the breakfast table, so that they are trained to pray each day. But you yourself, try to make it that you pray, not just vocal prayer, which sometimes ends up being mechanical repetition. St. Teresa of Avila says, when you just pray by rote, that leaves you like the paralyzed man. You're there on a trolley in Bethesda's waiting room, helpless, until our Lord comes in to assist you. But when you start to pray, you can get up and you can start walking towards our Lord. So set aside the first sacrifice of the day and the last sweet fruits of sleep to seek our Lord's face. Mane vigilabo a te, the psalmist says. In the morning, I will keep watch unto thee. It's good to set aside, to go over in your own heart and mind, a little kind of a longer morning prayer. Have an outline. You could put one on a holy card, or I'm going to publish one in the bulletin for Sunday, and sooner or later, you would learn the outline by heart, and this kind of prayer, make it kneeling or sitting, whatever is best. With all kind of prayer, quiet your mind before you start. Ask the Holy Ghost and Our Lady for their assistance. The great master of the spiritual life for busy people, St. Francis de Sales, gives us an outline, and the beauty of it is that you have some key words. You just sort of keep those key words in mind and let your mind and heart do the rest. First, adore God. Adore. That means you acknowledge Him. He's God. You're His creature, not vice versa. After you adore, thank. Thank for everything, but thank especially that you opened your eyes on this new day, preservation throughout the night. Third, implore. So you've got adore, thank, implore. Kind of rhyme that's easy to memorize. Implore what? Pardon, as we've just said. Then, this is unique to his prayer system, and it is essential. Forecast. When people get up in the morning, they like to poke their nose out, see what the weather is going to be like, or if possible, listen to a forecast of the weather. I've decided that it's called the weather because it means that you'll decide whether or not you'll come to church that day, depending on the weather. But you can forecast yourself in a far more efficient way what's going to be happening to you in that day. Go through the day, and along with the forecast, visualize. You know how you dread something and you visualize it, going to the dentist and sitting in the chair and then that drill and then that smell and all. Visualize the equivalent of the dentist visit that may be waiting for you this day. I'm going to run into so-and-so, and he will do this, but this time, I'm going to do this or that instead. Visualize some temptation or trial. Go through the day. Ask our Lord for his help for what's coming. Sort of prepare yourself for it. This is a great way to fight sin. That's Satan's element of surprise, which makes us fall. So if you're fighting impatience or anger or impurity or sadness, try it. Forecast the day. Visualize this situation and what you want to do instead, what you resolve to do. Example, two young ladies from our excellent St. Philomena school archery team happened to be walking in one of the woods here in Westchester. They are armed, of course, with bow and arrow, and they spot a coyote. Could be that same coyote who's been bothering the cats. Well, one of the girls is a bit more experienced with archery than the other, and she, having spotted this wily coyote at a distance, takes aim, but she does not immediately fire. She pauses, and then she does let loose the arrow. The beast falls dead at their feet. Well, the girl asks the other girl, the older, more experienced one, why didn't you shoot right away as soon as you saw that coyote? Ah, she says, I was taking aim. If I just shot right away, I would likely miss. And that wouldn't do. The coyote would come for us. So must we each morning pause and take aim so that whatever you have to perform during the day may be directed like a straight arrow for God's honor and glory. Having done this, I pray you, pause if you may, a little bit longer before God. There's more to it than that. The next thing in the outline, we remember we're up to forecast or visualize. Humble. Humble yourself before God. Dear Lord, I really am nothing. I've got no aim at all, and there are no arrows in my quiver anymore. Ask our Lord for his help. A good way to visualize this is that rosary statue at the back. St. Catherine of Siena is holding up her heart to Our Lady. Offer your heart to God through Mary. The best way is to put it in the golden chalice of her Immaculate Heart. Say something like this: Behold, dear Lord, this poor heart of mine. By it I've conceived certain good inspirations, a little love maybe, some holy desires, but by myself, I know I'm useless. I'll just drop the arrows. No question about it. Unless you direct my aim this day. So I beg thee, by the merits of the Passion, and then visualize putting your heart on the paten of every good holy mass offered up throughout the world, with which you want to be united this day in adoration before Almighty God by our Lord's Passion and Death. So in union with his heart, by Mary's hands, by Mary's heart, I consecrate this day to thee. How to preserve the innocence of a new day? The child should be circumcised. The offering of the first fruits in the acknowledgement of my subjection in union with the sacrifice of our Lord. Now, if you could manage, and I don't want to push the envelope, but if you could manage some days after this, because you've set your alarm early, like St. Francis Xavier Cabrini used to do, a little meditation, why, that would be excellent. How does that work? Well, you've got some spiritual reading or another. Read a little bit. But first of all, quiet yourself again. Read prayerfully. When some thought comes to you, it's not complicated to meditate. When some thought comes to you, stop. Pause over it. Pray over it. Be quiet over it. And our Lord will be coming, and he'll be teaching you how to toddle and how to walk without falling and how to run in the path of his commandments. Morning prayer. 3 points. Your basic vocal prayer in the morning. Right away. Right hand. Right away. 3 Hail Marys. Morning offering. Then that longer prayer, if you can, just go through a little bit of an outline in your head with our Lord. And then the quiet prayer of a little meditation on the eternal truths. At least do it regularly, a few times a week. How to preserve this day? The life of this sweet little child, this fresh day and this new year, give it back to God symbolically by the circumcision, that is to say, the sacrifice of the first fruits. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.